Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Conrad from Puyallup is. Conrad, are you there?
I'm here.
Conrad, were you listening to the men's room at 5:40 yesterday by chance?
I missed the cheat sheet.
Oh, no.
That's okay. So did I. We're on the same playing field.
Well, let's see how it goes. All right, Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Let's go.
For those playing at home, Conrad has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What city is nicknamed the Big Easy?
New Orleans.
Correct. What is the main ingredient in sake?
Rice.
Yes. Which Disney princess is known for her yellow dress?
Belle.
Correct. What football team was formerly known as the Frankfurt Yellow Jackets?
Frankfurt. Pass.
What is the last letter of the Greek alphabet?
Pass.
The number one selling item at Walmart is what fruit?
Bananas.
Correct. Who was the host of The Tonight Show from 1962 to 1992?
Johnny Carson.
Yes. How many hearts does a worm have?
Two?
No.
Three, four?
No. How do you summon Beetlejuice?
Hello?
Could you repeat the question?
How do you summon Beetlejuice? Conrad, is it your phone? Are you okay? What's happening?
I'm in a bad spot.
Well, you ended up getting 5 correct. And I kind of feel like even if you were in a better spot, you wouldn't have done much better.
Wow.
I'm going to put him on hold because I don't think his phone's working that great.
Oh, yeah. He had some issues.
Uh-oh.
But.
In what way?
Phone issues.
Oh, okay.
not real
life issues.
I was like,
what, are we having a therapy session with Conrad?
Oh, and he's no longer on the phone.
Oh, no.
Oh, poor Conrad. Get a better phone. Are you ready, Steve?
Yes.
What city is nicknamed the Big Easy?
New Orleans.
Correct. What is the main ingredient in sake?
Rice.
Yes. Which Disney princess is known for her yellow dress?
Cinderella.
No.
Oh. Snow White?
No.
Yellow dress.
Yes, that's what I said.
I thought Snow White had a yellow dress. I don't know. Elsa.
No. What football team was formerly known as the Frankfurt Yellow Jackets?
What football team?
Yes.
The Frankfurt Yellow Jacket? The Green Bay Packers?
No.
The Pittsburgh Steelers?
No.
The Seattle Seahawks?
No. What is the last letter of the Greek alphabet?
Omega.
Correct. The number one selling item at Walmart is what fruit?
Bananas.
Yes. Who was the host of The Tonight Show from 1962 to 1992?
Johnny Carson.
You know it. Here's How many Johnny. Hearts does a worm have?
Three.
No.
Two.
No.
One.
No. How do you summon Beetlejuice?
You say his name three times.
Sure do.
I'm afraid to say it.
Who is on the $1 bill?
Ooh, Washington.
Correct.
What? Were you not sure about that?
Well,
George Washington?
Thank you. I was like, people are going to text, be like, there's many Washingtons. Blah,
are
blah,
there?
Blah.
There's no Grover Washington.
Or was there another President Washington?
There's only one Washington.
Okay, that's why I was just taking a moment to think about it and then realized there wasn't and said yes.
Were you worried that maybe Denzel Washington's on the dollar bill?
I don't know. There's been a lot of presidents, Mr. Miggs. You know what? I don't even want to be excited that you won or tell you that. But guess what, Steve? You won 7-5. You're not the best, okay? There's only one Washington that's president. That's been a president, really?
That I know of.
Yeah, what?
Never heard of another Washington.
Do you know what I'm thinking of? There's been another George.
Oh. Oh
my. Don't try to follow my brain.
Has there been?
Bush.
Hey.
Right?
No, that's right.
Was that
took
test?
You a while. To be honest with you, I had no idea. Yeah. I couldn't remember. I was like, you know what? Danny seems to know, so I'll leave this ball in his court.
Well, all of a sudden, I was like, he was president, right?
Yeah.
Man.
Both of them.
Whew. Okay, Disney princess known for a yellow dress. Conrad got this correct. It's Belle.
Belle.
Beauty and the Beast.
I'm Googling Snow White right now.
No, you were very confident about Cinderella at first.
And then Snow White. Look at freaking Snow White with the yellow dress.
But she's not known for her yellow dress.
I knew it.
Literally Google who was known for it. And that's like a skirt.
That's such a subjective question. Not to get all weird. Why am I arguing over it? I don't care. I won. But Snow White always had a yellow dress.
But half of her dress is blue.
The dress part is...
That's a skirt, Steve.
Yeah. You Google Belle right now. You'll be like, oh, yeah. What football team was formerly known as the Frankfurt Yellow Jackets? If you listen to the cheat sheet, Philadelphia Eagles.
Huh?
There you go.
Is there a Frankfurt in Philadelphia?
I didn't do this much research, okay? I just Googled. And how many hearts?
Look at Belle. She's got a fully yellow dress.
And now it brings back, you know, right? She's known for that.
No, I had no idea.
Oh, a worm has five hearts.
Five hearts.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I don't know why I guessed one.
Because maybe it was a trick question.
That's fair.
I do that sometimes. Somehow you still won. Congrats, Steve.
The Daily Migs Show.
There's a man named Mitchell. He's from Texas. And he was arrested and charged for being caught on a video at an antique store doing something really gross and weird.
Okay.
He was putting items up his kilt, all the way up in there, and then putting them back on the shelf.
So what's gross and weird about that? The kilt part?
Hey, you know what? I have Scottish blood. I love a kilt.
That's going to make me now start thinking whenever I see someone with a kilt at a store, I'm like, hey, hey, hey.
Don't be putting things up your kilt.
I know what you guys like to do with these kilts. No, that's so. Wait, so he would actually just?
Yeah, at this antique store.
And would he buy it at least?
I don't know.
Okay, I don't know why that makes the story better to me, but like, if he at least no, it says that the dude put it back on the shelf.
Yeah.
Okay, that's like some kind of like a weird thing that this guy thinks he's wreaking havoc or something along those lines. I don't know.
The name of the gallery manager is Susan, and she talks about exactly what the cameras caught Mitchell doing on camera.
Remember when I was disgusted? That night, one of the dealers sent me a video that she had from a camera in her own booth. I think they've been in here before. The employees recognized them and said they were just, you know, the guy was really nice and she was nice, and they just shopped around for a few hours.
What did they do with those products?
They threw them away mostly.
Mostly?
Which ones did you keep?
The ones that fetch a high dollar.
Okay, this reporter needs to be educated that you need some follow-up questions. When you say mostly, that means there's some that you did not throw away?
Which ones are still available?
Or, yeah, I don't even know. I mean, I guess you could clean it.
I don't want that job.
Of course not. Also, so he was there with another person. He was with a female.
An accomplice.
Do you think this was like some kind of a... I mean, I don't... Do you think it was like one of those, like, you know, like the submissive dominatrix kind of things where like
he's like being, she's telling him to do it?
He's being told what to do. Yeah. I'm not saying that makes this right.
Or it sounds very extravagant.
I mean, this is definitely not, doesn't mean that like you should get a hall pass for doing something like that. I feel like that's something that you need to like just make a make-believe store. You know, kind of like, you know, create your own fake store and do it in the comfort of your own home. You don't go do this at someone else's store and then put it back on the shelves. But do you think that's...
It's possible. I mean, the fetishes that exist in the world never cease to amaze me.
Because I'll still think about that time. So when we went to Chicago once for one of our radio conventions, we were just at some big parade that was going on. And there was a dude. Do you remember this one, Danny? Were you there with us?
What?
There was a dude that was being walked around on a leash.
Oh.
No, I was not.
Oh, man. It was just like, you know... When you first see him, well, okay, for the whole time you have to do a double take. You're just like, wait a second. And he was wearing. Sarah, were you with us?
I think so.
How do you not remember this?
Well, I mean, it's not the first time I've seen this, Steve.
I mean, there are multiple times. Like leather straps, and like he was shirtless, but like he had like leather things going around and all over his body. And I mean, I remember just thinking, what is going on here? And then. You know, obviously, he was in a situation where, like, this is what he was being told to do at this event.
Well, hopefully he was a good boy.
Well, I mean, he wasn't causing any problems, so I think, yes, he, in fact, was a good boy.
Rockaholics, you are listening to The Daily Mig Show. You can give us a follow on socials, by the way, at Daily Migs on both Instagram and Twitter. Did you guys hear the story about Sylvester Stallone and him kind of training up his daughters?
Oh, I hope it doesn't involve a kilt and an antique store.
So his two oldest daughters were moving out to New York City, so he hired actual Navy SEALs to train them in self-defense.
Oh, I love this.
And the daughters are 27 and 25, and it was about 6 hours that they were in the woods training with these guys.
Okay, that's rather aggressive.
And one of the sisters said that they got their butts whooped by these guys. They were the real deal.
You know, it's funny. I was talking with a dude at recently at a party at our neighbor's house. I was talking to one of my buddies, and we were just like BSing about having, you know, being a dad to a daughter and just how it kind of, you know, you get very protective. You get super protective to the point where I came close to like kicking a child in the head. Like, you know, one time because he knocked my daughter over. I didn't. But like my first thing was, you hurt my daughter, I will hurt you. And my wife's looking at me like, he's 5. You know, and she's 3. Like, you got to let, he didn't do it. She's okay. But you know, you get very protective.
Of course.
And so I've had this conversation with my wife where I'm like, at some point I want her to go do some kind of martial art. And my buddy was like, I'm thinking the same thing, like, you know, some jiu-jitsu or something, just so that there's like, you know, a skill set there. God forbid if she ever needs to have it. And also, I think it's just a good thing, you know, for discipline and for, you know, an activity to do that. I think that'll be good for her to know how to do. But, you know, I don't got that kind of connection or hookup where I can get a bunch of Navy SEALs to come over and just train my adult daughters.
I mean, I'm surprised that he doesn't have, like, that he didn't train them himself, you know, because he's a pretty tough dude.
Yeah, but he's a tough dude in movies. I mean,
that's got to translate a little bit to reality.
So, if you,
you think he just plays a tough guy, he's just not tough in real life.
You know, I never really challenged him, but I'm not positive. You know.
Well, we're learning all of this about the Stallone family because season 2 of The Family Stallone is going to be airing this Wednesday, tomorrow at 9:30 on MTV.
I forgot there was even a season 1. To be honest with you, like.
I'm looking at his daughters. I might become a fan of this show.
Oh.
Oh, they're very attractive.
Do they not look like their dad?
They do not look like their dad at all whatsoever.
Oh, hi. Yeah, they're cute.
Yeah, I can understand why he wants to get some Navy SEALs to like teach them how to like handle themselves because they're gorgeous.
Well, if you want to get caught up on season 1 before the season 2 premiere, it is streaming on Paramount Plus.
Imagine like you start hanging out with one of his daughters, not knowing maybe, and then all of a sudden, I want you to meet my dad, and then go back. And it's freaking Sylvester Stallone. I would start crying.
I'd be like, never mind. Thank you for for your time.
Are you serious? I'd drop down to a knee and propose right then and there. I'd be like, you could be my father-in-law. We could watch all the Rocky movies together, and you have no choice.
You think that's what he wants to do?
Probably not. But
watch the Rocky movies with his future son-in-law?
Yes. All right, we'll watch Rambo and The Expendables as well. Stop or My Mom Will Shoot. We'll do any of these.
Did you watch the show that he, I don't even know if it's coming back for another season, but Tulsa King?
No.
I mean, it's pretty cheesy and pretty bad, but I like him. I do like him.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's a nice, tough guy.
The Daily Migs Show. Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it.
If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Lamar Odom shared an update on his relationship with his ex-wife, Khloe Kardashian, in a recent interview on the We're Out of Time podcast. And although they no longer speak, he says she still cares.
Like, when you're really thinking about it, like a doll.
Yeah.
But then you think about, like, mental health and how important that is, not just in today's time, but, you know, from the beginning of time.
Wait, I have a question.
Yes.
So he's talking about, he has this adult doll.
An adult doll.
That looks like his ex-wife. Which Kardashian is it again?
Khloe.
And the reason why is because he is for mental health.
Yeah, he's linking the need for this doll to his mental health.
Okay, got it.
And how important that is. Not just in today's time, but just, you know, from the beginning of time.
A sex doll that looks like your wife is about mental health?
For me, it would be. Yeah, for me, it would be. Yeah, I mean, it's sick, but I think we're all a little off, a little weird.
Dude, don't ever embrace your insanity.
Yeah.
Wait, okay, I thought the guy he's talking to was about to be like, yeah, man, that's a little off there. Like, maybe you shouldn't do that now. Wait, so the guy is going to be like, this is a good idea.
Yeah, he's all in on it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, that's awesome. That sex doll, dude, does it look like her?
Yeah, they're going to make it to look like her.
Oh,
I don't know who's more out there, Lamar Odom or the guy that's interviewing him.
So, he's hyping him up.
So the host of this We're Out of Time pod, it's a celebrity sobriety podcast. So I don't know if you knew that, but it is. It's this guy by the name of Richard Tate. And so is he helping Lamar Odom with his sobriety?
Maybe.
You might want to read this, who he's talking to. That's out there, man.
Many people, like us, were thrown off by all of this.
Wow.
So we are going to go straight to the comments.
Yep, we found a couple of these posts. We sent them to Jason, our production director, and said, do whatever impression you want, just to point out. You know, in this situation, I don't know if the people on the internet are all out there for commenting on this. They might be 100% in the right for what they are about to say about Lamar Odom and his adult doll that looks like his ex-wife. Are you ready for the first comment?
Yeah. I am sure ready.
Had to stop this. I just can't. Dude keeps raising the bar crazy. What the f***?
Yeah, I mean, are we talking about the host of the podcast or Lamar Odom? Because I'm confused right now.
Yeah, they're both real out there.
This is the one instance in my entire life that I ever wished I was a friend with the Kardashians, because I would love to know, like, what she truly thinks about this. Like, this is like, yo, this is really weird, don't you think?
I mean, I feel like the Kardashians, though, are very narcissistic, so she's probably fired up.
Well, for our resident narcissist, Sarah, I mean, I think even you would think this is a little strange if an ex had a doll that looked like you. And we're not knocking Cabbage Patch Kid dolls.
Yeah, I think it would be a little strange. But if the moment you say it's for the mental health, you can't really argue it.
I know. Sometimes I want, we're just freely throwing out the mental health line, like hoping that gives you a pass. I don't think it should give you a pass when you're making these kind of decisions.
I mean, are we just encouraging everyone with an ex-wife to go get an adult doll of said ex-wife for their mental health now?
Yes.
What are we doing?
This is his rehab expert of sorts. Did I hear that?
Yes.
Come on, a sex doll still obsessing over Khloe? Get a new expert! Like, am I missing some new form of therapy?
Yes, I think all of us are missing this new form of therapy by Richard Tate.
Is he a sexpert?
Oh my god. Well, I realize I would be more cool with it if he got the sex doll looking like her while they were still together.
Well, yeah, that's a tribute.
But then if they divorce, he could still keep it, I guess. No. You know?
Well, it depends on what the divorce lawyer has to say about that.
I mean, they are expensive.
What is even happening? This is all weird, and the interviewer is making it worse.
I agree. Like, I didn't understand how that interviewer was like, yeah, no, man, there's no need for you to apologize for this. This makes all the sense in the world.
He's just fanning the flames.
Yeah, that's the part that I think that confuses me more than the fact that Lamar Odom has this doll.
I don't know, but not speaking for me, but maybe he should have kept the sex doll thing to himself, just saying.
Oh, you shouldn't brag about that on podcasts and have everyone to consume. All right, we have one more comment about Lamar Odom.
He's probably going to cheat on that sex doll, too.
No, that's Dave Grohl's sex doll.
Oh.
You don't have to worry about that.
Ouch.
Too soon?
The Daily Migs Show.
Yesterday, while talking about the oddest things that we have done with our parents, Sarah shared that she once dyed her downstairs area hot pink with her mother.
It's already a strange story without the "with her mother" part. It just takes it to a whole other level when you add, "I did it with my mom."
Yeah, I guess a lot of people just don't dye their downstairs in general, with their mom or not.
That's
never
true.
Thought of it. But yeah. I would never thought of it.
And I would never think of manscaping with my dad.
It does sound weird.
Right?
Yeah.
So we asked you if George had any idea about this, and you said what, Sarah?
I said, you know, I don't think he does, actually.
So you decided to break the news to him?
Yeah.
And it's funny because last night I was thinking, I'm like, I know we asked Sarah to ask George something stupid. I couldn't remember what it was. I'm like, oh, she probably forgot to, whatever. And then sure as that's this morning in my email is an audio clip of her talking to George. This might be my favorite interaction that you've had with your husband so far. And you've had a lot of good ones. Are you ready, Taryn?
I cannot wait.
Hey, babe.
Hello.
So we were talking.
He just sounds so frustrated.
He's always.
Even more so. I feel like he's.
Yeah, this was right before he was going to go to bed. So he was already like about to fall asleep. And I was like, I got to ask you something or tell you something.
Hello.
So we were talking on the show about the weird things you've done with your parents because I guess Wiz Khalifa has gone to the strip club with his mom. So I don't know. I don't know if I've ever told you this, but the weird thing that my mom and I did back in the day, we dyed our downstairs area hot pink.
How do you think he's going to react?
I think he's going to be really freaked out.
What? Danny? Circle against the square.
What? Why are you? What?
Yeah.
Why haven't you told me this?
I don't know.
Why are you telling me this?
That's my favorite part. Why haven't you told me this? And why are you telling me this? Two very valid questions.
Why haven't you told me this?
I don't know.
Why are you telling me this?
Well, because I just thought, you know.
Why did she do that with you?
Yeah, I have no idea.
How did that even come up?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
It was pretty, though.
Oh, God.
Would you like it if my downstairs was hot pink now?
I don't know. What if
I've jazzled it?
With the diamonds?
Yes.
It's pretty cool.
Would you be down with that?
I don't know.
I give him credit. He's not like just shutting things down. He's willing to at least entertain the idea.
He's like, wait, diamonds down there? All right.
I like it.
It's pretty cool.
Would you be down with that?
I don't know.
Would you help me vajazzle it if I wanted to?
Yeah.
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 Would you vajazzle yours?
You mean
I mean, your
ball jazzle?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Poor George.
He's like, all right, I'm going to go to bed now.
I just want to go to bed.
We know what we're doing this weekend.
Oh, boy.
Okay. It's funny how he went from being annoyed to almost like, all right, yeah, this sounds like a good idea. Let's vajazzle.
Yeah, he was like, dying? I don't know about dying, but vajazzling? Mm. I could get down with that.
I don't know what kind of money he's willing to spend, but with diamonds?
Oh, I know, right?
Yeah, get those fake things.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
CZ, baby. We know that you have once surprised your partner with crazy information about yourself, or maybe they surprised you. Call in and tell us about it. 206-803-ROCK. What is the craziest thing that you learned about your significant other?
The Daily Migs Show.